Hey guys, welcome back to Down the Rabbit Hole. I am your host, Chibi, followed by my co- Why are you laughing?
Yeah. You didn't see Brad staring? Holy shit.
No, I didn't.
He had like this death stare.
Jesus Christ. Followed by my co-host, Jack, Brad, and Ken. Welcome back to our episode today. We're going to be talking about one of my current favorite animes. I'm ready for Ken to shit on it. But it is Shangri-La Frontier.
Not going to shit on it.
It's going to happen.
It's You're
going to
shit on it?
Hey, yo.
Oh, okay.
Poo-poo. It's a newer... What are we technically? Spring?
Yeah.
I mean, spring anime. So it's a... I don't know how anime seasons work.
I think it is... No, I think...
Was it on what state you're
is
in
it winter?
I think it was winter, right? Because the episode
started... part of winter?
Episode started last year. I think December.
Okay.
October-ish. Because there's 24 episodes.
Is, yeah, I was going to say. Okay, so it started winter 2023. We said, like, what, 22 episodes currently? I think it's going to be, like, 25 episodes.
Yeah, no, it's 25 right now.
It's 25 right now?
It's just wrapped up. Because next week is the, or this weekend is the start of spring 2024.
Ooh, okay. I'm excited to talk about that one, too. I am one episode behind. I did not watch the newest episode, so. But essentially, it's, to me, like, a anime for gamers. I like to kind of describe it as, like, SAO, but my opinion better. I'm sorry. It's about
Fury.
It's Bo Fury. I don't even know the main character's name. I just know him as Sanraku because of his gamer name. Like, I don't even
that's
know his
wrong
technical.
Wrong.
Go ahead.
I believe it.
Sound it out. Check.
No, I don't remember it. I'm gonna have to Google it. Ron Sanraku. It starts with an R. Ronkuro.
Ronkuro. Yeah, he is our lovely MC, and essentially he likes to play trash video games in a world full of really high-tech VR games, and he comes across Shangri-La Frontier, which is like the it game. So before kind of getting into that, I want to ask you guys, like, kind of how we always do, did you have any like ideas or expectations coming into this anime? Brad,
you're shaking your head.
Let's go to Brad first. Brad, give me the expectation, Brad.
He's
what did you have?
I don't know. He's having some type of face right now.
What were you expecting, Brad?
Face. I was expecting the opposite of Bo Fury.
Serious?
No. In the sense that he puts no points in defense.
Oh.
And just all offense.
Exactly. And that's pretty much what happens. I mean, you know, it's...
Well, stamina and parrying and all that, right?
Luck.
You know,
yeah, he's all off.
It's pretty much
he's all luck, dog.
Yeah, it's pretty much a, you know, just a terrible adaptation of SAO. So, you know, it's whatever.
You have never watched Sword Art Online.
He does these things to bother me. That's what I'm saying. Ever. He's literally, I see him. He's trying to get under my skin right now. I see him. Okay, thanks, Brad, for your insight.
My
damn, she said moving on, and I didn't even say it.
was just Harvey Birdman in a video game, and it pretty much that was it. So I'm thoroughly pleased.
Okay,
that's fair.
I'm glad this met your expectations.
They were very low,
for lack
apparently.
Thereof. Yeah, right. Jack, what about you?
I go into these as if I go into these like I'm a complete idiot. So I never really read on any of these. I don't look at trailers. I'll go by the cover most of the time. And the cover is busy. So I had no idea what the
oh my God.
Yeah, it looks like one of those like light novels where it's like super just so much going on, like you said, busy.
Mm-hmm.
So I agree with you. I can see that. I'm looking at it right now and I'm like, you're right. All right, Ken, what about you?
I think
I read the manga.
No, I didn't. I don't. This isn't like my type of anime or my type of manga. Nah.
It usually isn't mine, but
I kind of expected, like, based off what people were telling me, it was, you know, the anime game kind of adaptations are generally like you get two choices. You either get like really high strung, high drama, like SAO, or you're getting like Bo Fury, where it's just fun. But unlike Bo Fury, which I think was just like really just simple. You know, there wasn't like too hardcore to explanations. This one went in like kind of overdrive sometimes when it was explaining stuff to you as they were fighting. So you get a lot of knowledge of what's going on, and the fights are super entertaining. But I think I was expecting like a little bit more of like a connected plot, and it was just like Sun Rock was just dominating everything. It was just outsmarting a, you know, a massive system.
Yeah. Yeah, we were kind of talking about this before. I definitely can see where you're coming from, because there was times where I was like, bro, what's even going on? Or just kind of like, not necessarily like I was bored.
This man, talking rabbits.
Hey, listen. Rabbitooza, I think, is one of the best plot points in any anime I've ever seen. Rabbitooza was beautifully done. Okay. Don't even start there. It was amazing. You're not gonna tell me that whole like sequence is amazing.
Hold on. I mean, like, are we talking like top 10? Yo, keep them standard out the way. You know,
Rabbitooza does something for me. Okay?
I just think you saw the rabbits, how cute they were. You're like, this is great. I love this shit.
You're not gonna tell me. I didn't even say her name.
Emule.
I think
she's gonna tell me that's one of the best characters in any anime.
What are you on,
she's
bro?
Fucking hilarious.
I like her as a character. I do. I think she's. I did like her. But like, dude, come on.
Funny, bro.
Like, come on.
I stand by my point.
I just like the way I see Shangri-La Frontier SLF. I see this as like one of those, like, it's a simple anime to kind of follow, right? You have a fun protagonist. I don't think anyone takes it really too seriously at times. They have really good action scenes. And sometimes I think there's like really good dialogue between characters, but then there's like episodes where I'm like, what is this connecting to? Like, where is this actually going?
Yeah.
And it feels like it's just like, we're going to fight the seven colossi. That's my whole thought about it.
It's crazy because I think that it follows the manga pretty closely, because I started reading it a little bit and the manga actually goes a lot faster.
Oh no, from very, what I've seen. Very fast.
Yeah. It goes very fast.
You are it kind of felt like, some episodes were just filler, you know, but I think that was like unintentional, because you want to give you like time to like take in what was happening,
like process everything.
Have you learn about the various systems and stuff like that, which is cool. But I felt like there were sometimes I was like, what are we doing next, man? Are we going to fight more than one colossi this fucking thing? Like, I want to see.
What are we doing here?
Because that's the most interesting part, right? Like, Lycagon, that was an amazing thing, right? He got humbled really quickly, right? And then he fought, Wesemon the or whatever his name is, the Tomb Guard. I was like, that shit is dope. That was actually pretty dope. The animation was amazing. Do I think it deserved 4 episodes of that stuff? That's where I say, like, that felt like an old school arc. You know, like a Dragon Ball Z type thing where I'm getting like 8 to 20 episodes fighting Frieza. And I'm like, fuck yeah, let's go. That's essentially what this was. And they were just dueling.
There was actual content to these 4 episodes, though. That's
incorrect,
that's the difference.
Are you telling me Krillin died for nothing?
Yes. I agree with Brad. Thank you, Brad. I also agree. I felt like those 4 episodes I thought were some of the best episodes of it. Like, I wasn't bored. I didn't think it was too much.
I just think there was just like, you have so, but it was like, it was one of the things where it was just like constantly getting dying and then repeating, dying and repeating. I'm like, we could have made this like 2 episodes of them like fighting. And I would have been fucking entertained.
Yeah. Once I got to episode like 22, I was like, okay, I'm actually getting tired of seeing the same thing. But then when I got to, I think I started watching a little bit more on 24 when he was fighting the crystal scorpions or whatever the hell they were. There was a lot of parts in there that made me laugh. Especially when he was getting close to catching the scorpion tip.
Yeah.
And then it cuts to him kind of like angry, and then Emil saying he's unstable.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, I think it's a fun, simple anime, you know, and doesn't try to be too dramatic. Like, that's why I think, you know, I like Bro Fury when Brad first recommended it. Because it's like a simple, fun anime. Like, there's nothing like too complex or complicated. There's no like, I don't have to worry about like really evil characters, you know, because everyone's just playing a game, right? Yeah. Unlike SAO, where like for some reason someone's like the devil in that game somehow.
You're actually killing people in real life.
I will, so, and I have to ask this question. It's like, dude, when are we getting this type of VR setup?
I was talking to Colby about this as we were watching it. I was like, dude, how old do you think we're going to be when this happens? Because we were talking about, is it just going to be a simple thing where it's like a neurological thing? Well,
me and Jack will be like 60. You'll be like 50 when it happens. I mean, dude, it feels like it's crazy because they're just pretty much hooking up the headset then laying down. And it's just, you know, how are you not like freaking the fuck out when you're laying down and
twitching,
getting attacked and stuff?
Some Black Mirror stuff. It doesn't feel natural either, though.
What episode of Black Mirror is it, Brad?
I'm not gonna mention which episode that is.
You talking about the one where they got like that Street Fighter scene?
Yeah. I don't know if I saw that one. Oh, man. I mean, it had, that was an interesting concept for VR too. But yeah. But every time
I can't imagine that it would feel good at all though, laying down and then in a game where you're standing. It just doesn't feel natural.
But that's generally how like all of these anime work too. And it's like they always have these advanced VR headsets. And if like they have like it's just like full range of movement, like they can, you know, see their hands, they can feel certain things, and I'm like, how does that work? That'd be crazy. Like the amount, imagine like running around and getting attacked, and like, dude, I'm swinging my arms, right? Like, how's everyone just laying down? Like Sunrocker's just like casually. I'm like, are you asleep or like what's happening, man?
I mean, my real question is, if someone in like physically, if they're missing an arm, like in the real world, are they missing an arm in the game, or are they?
Yeah, like how would that work?
I have no idea.
It depends on if they're basing it off of neurology, right? Like it's just whatever your brain tells it. So if your brain tells it that you have two arms, then you're gonna have two arms.
First off, Brad's anime science. It doesn't have to make sense, right? Everything just works somehow.
I mean, we're not too far from neurological stuff. Like look at what Elon's putting together.
So if you put the VR headset on like a cat, is it going through the game as a human?
I'd be interested in seeing what happens.
I want Katsu to be my companion.
You know what? It would be a game. It would be a scenario where a cat actually succeeds murdering their owner.
Oh my god. Oh yeah. I mean, it's just interesting, right? Like the entire, because every time I watch these, like it's the same thing in Bo Fury. They just like put the headset on, lay down, and then they're automatically transported into the world. Same stuff here. It's got to be super jarring to have like 360 range. It looks like there's no limitations, right? Mm-hmm. You know,
that's,
I mean,
what you think.
It is corded, I think, right? I think I saw like there were like cords that hooked up, but beyond that, dude, you're just. And also, how expensive is that fucking rig?
Oh, the one that
there's okay, when he was like sitting in his chair, he's sitting in like a fucking like a stasis pod. What the fuck, dude? This man got like a cryogenic chamber for himself.
Easily $30,000. Put a down payment on car.
I mean, yeah.
Down payment on pod.
That's just like a kid's toy.
That's like Ready Player One stuff, right? I think like
I'm sure it was just like a Happy Meal toy. Oh, yeah. They found it though.
What's the player count for SLF? It was ridiculously high.
30 million.
Dude, there's how? No one's VR is such a hard sell, and there are like some really visually complex games right now. But it's like, dude,
I get so motion sick.
I don't understand how there's 30 million players on this game. Mm-hmm. This one dude shows up and then just randomly encounters like six completely unique and completely like unheard of things.
First
like,
off, within, have you never like, played love, Final bro. Fantasy 14?
I mean, he's playing trash games, which probably have unique mechanics, and then he just goes into this game, probably where they're all cookie cutter. A lot of your big name games are all made the same way. So then he's going in with a different mindset. So he's probably, that's how he's finding everything.
This guy was playing fucking Dark Souls, all the jank and stuff like that, and goes to like a really clean game. He's like, this is amazing. This is amazing. Yeah, it is pretty funny how like only one character I have like who's new to the game. I don't know how long the game's been out, right? New to the game. Is immediately a parry god, right? Just understands how to like beat every enemy. Gets like a Vorpal blade, which is incredibly rare, soul. Right? Ends up fighting Lycagon, a unique beast that no one else has ever seen. Fights it, parries it. What do you say? Like he parried it 200 times, I think, right?
Yeah,
200 times, and then fought it for 5 minutes. Yeah. And then ends up beating Emil.
How many games and how much experience he has, though? You know, like he's like.
First off, he should be the most out of shape person in the world. As sedentary as his lifestyle is, right? Dude, you're playing like games like 8 hours a day. There's no shot. You're
he's like skin and bones.
Yeah, there's no shot. He's not fucking just dying right now or having some major medical issues because of his back.
Head sores and
shit. Oh, his friend though. Who's like a legitimate gamer, like a pro gamer. Yeah,
but those kids are built different, bro. And hold on, and here's the other thing, right? You're gonna tell me that Sunraku, who's like this fucking monster who can literally is like parrying the Tomb Guard, right? Doing insane damage. Like, you're telling me Kay's better than that dude? There's no fucking shot. There's no way Sunraku's not like
I think Sunraku
a pro gamer.
Could be a pro gamer. I just don't think he ever did it. He's a high school kid, you know? I don't know. He just doesn't.
Aren't they all in high school?
I don't know. I really don't know. I don't, maybe his friend is, but I don't think the girl is.
Or like one of the characters is not like a 55 year old man.
It's not a real fucking MMO. That's what I'm saying, bro. if it's not a 55-year-old man fucking cosplaying as a cat girl in fucking Final Fantasy 14, it's not real. It's not real. I don't believe that shit.
What was the animal the earlier episode when she was the cleric or the the warlock or whatever.
Yeah,
she's the undercover 50-year-old looking for all the animals.
Oh yeah.
Animalia.
Animalia.
Oh, that's what I was mentioning earlier.
Yeah, because you were getting that. I think you got.
She was hooked on the rabbit, getting that unique rabbit.
Yeah, you got her and Kay mixed up. Yeah, because she was like archiving pretty much every animal in the game.
Yeah.
I think it was also Brad has a point. Like, you know, this one guy like pretty much progressed the game world, right? Which is weird.
I thought that was crazy.
Which is weird that no one talks like as if that's like a weird thing, like a world story. I'm like, don't. Some MMOs have world stories, right? So it's kind of weird that's not a concept in this game, or at least in that world, right? That's kind of weird that other games don't have world stories. Like, what are you guys just playing to play? Like, what the fuck?
I'm not going to lie. I didn't know a lot of games did that. I thought that was pretty cool. Like, Helldivers does that too, right?
Yeah, no, yeah, it's a completely connected world. Like, every campaign.
Yeah, I thought that was so cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah, they did that in the first game too. People went back to Helldivers 1 to complete the campaign, to like complete the final fights and stuff. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They were so excited.
Shame.
But I like how the creators of the game got mad that whole sequence happened.
You would be too, because essentially it's end game content.
Yeah.
Right? You'd be pretty pissed off that like you had three very like determined people to complete a quest that was clearly end game. Obviously,
I feel like,
and that's also unrealistic. You're gonna tell me that this fucking Dark Souls boss, like, you're gonna tell me Sunraku could just like out parry this dude even with their abilities?
Dog, it wasn't easy. Yeah.
That Sky Clear shit was the most OP ability I have ever fucking seen. There's no shot.
So, spoilers. At the end, the library are those supposed to be like an NPC generated character from the devs to say, hey, help us create something better.
I didn't
understand that at the end.
I think
is that
so.
Like the last episode that happened?
Yeah, the episode 25. Oh. At the end he meets something they call themselves the library.
Oh,
and I think they offer him to help them.
Oh.
I don't know if they're like the developers, but I think they are. Like, it's one of those groups that, like, build lore and stuff like that, or, like, cultivate lore.
Yeah.
So they're, like, just, you know, there's archiving, like, Animalia.
Unless
just...
they're saying he's going to be part of the next, like, major, unique boss.
I mean, he's already fucking started. I mean, they thought the Tomb Guard was what the last... He's supposed to be the final Colossi. I want to know what the level on that dude was. Like, seriously.
200.
Like, 200. Oh, yeah. Was it 200?
Yeah. Because they said... Because they said, you know, they knock your level down to 50, and he's at level 200, so there's 150.
Good lord, level man!
Which
makes sense.
Simple.
That makes
sense. You know,
that makes sense. Yeah.
Easy peasy lemon squeezy.
Kay was so mean about losing a level.
I hate Brad so much.
I'm just saying, I don't understand, you know, why the devs didn't do something about him sooner. Like, why didn't they just, like, delete his character and tell him to start over?
Didn't they do that in Bofuri when they noticed her? They're like, she's, like, far more powerful than everybody else. Her defense
I thought they were just saying they're just going to watch her.
They nerfed, well, like, Devour. They nerfed Devour. They were like, you can only use it 10 times a day.
Yeah.
she was just running around, like, just, like, smacking things. And just, like, they just disappear.
Shit. We need to put a patch in today for this specific person. They're cheating. I mean, like, but they were talking about Sunraku, and they were like, look, man, they didn't cheat the system. They just had a ton of resources, which makes sense because, you know, if you played an MMO and you fought, like, raid bosses, like, some of you may die, and that's a sacrifice I'll have to make. You know?
Sacrifice I'm willing to make.
Right, you know,
Also,
I feel like that's a quote from someone.
That's Shrek.
Shrek.
Some of you may die. Some of you may die, but that's a sacrifice I'm willing to make.
Is that really a quote from Shrek?
Yes.
Yeah. It's Lord Farquaad when Shrek comes into the castle. When he goes into the castle and he fights all the knights in the Coliseum.
And he's like, he's sitting out there with his hand out. He's like, some of you may die, but this is a sacrifice I'm willing to make.
You're so fucking right. I see the meme right here. Yeah. Oh my God. Okay. Anyway,
my one question is, like, I understand skill goes into like how well a character is played in the game, mm-hmm. but how are the stats applied to the ability, right? So it like, for instance, his agility, right? Let's say he's level 1 and he's able to like just dodge things, but then he boosts his agility. Does he move faster? Or is he just able to move faster because he's...
I mean, that would make sense.
That makes sense, right? Like, it would accelerate, like, if he parries and there's a boost for that parry. Parrying,
I don't think he would get strength.
Yeah. Yeah, so if he parries and, like, let's say, like, he parries and it then, you know, a successful perfect parry then boosts his speed, then that would make sense.
Because I would just think, like, the most skillful player at level 1 would just outplay
everybody.
Level 100, you know, just...
he wouldn't have enough power though to damage anything.
Yeah, you'd have to chip it.
But what I'm saying is, it's like just pure stats alone in the game, the level 99 should absolutely wipe the floor of the level 1, regardless if he can move or not. Like that's what I'm like.
Oh, are you talking like PvP wise?
Well, just, really, just anything.
Any like, means stuff like that. Like, I think like that was the thing with Lycagon, right? Because like even though he was like really fast and he was trying to like chip and parry, like he still got
just
killed.
Wasn't doing
and, like,
any damage.
He still got one shot, right?
Right, but
God, you're such a nerd.
it just doesn't make like so agility. So like at level 1, you know, I would imagine you're just moving very slowly, and then you add agility, and then you move faster.
Yeah, right? But he still has stamina. He has to face.
There's just a lot of systems that weren't explained. All right.
But... Yeah, I mean, it's
anime. It's anime logic.
He may be fast as hell with parrying, right? And then after parrying for so long, you're going to lose all your stamina. You're going to have to take a rest, and that's a chance for that.
Well, I mean, that really depends on, like, the system,
Well, that would be endurance, not agility, you son of a...
I didn't say agility. I said stamina.
Hold on. That would depend on the systems in the game, though. So, like...
Right.
If you see him...
It's just the logic
thing. It's like... Who is it? K... When they got done with the big fight, I think it was like episode 40, he talked about how exhausted he was and stuff like that. I assume that's like the player themselves, not the character in the game. So I think stamina is really just a personal thing rather than something that, you know, would be like in like a part of the character. So like,
I think that
once again,
really...
which also doesn't make sense with Sunraku, because as a, you know, a guy who just lays in fucking bed all day.
No, you're hating against his man. Leave him.
I'm not hating. I'm just like asking the question, right? Brad's bringing up a logical point. So let's talk about it.
That's another thing. Like,
what are you running, Sunraku? Let's run. get out there on the sticks.
That'd be an interesting concept, like your real world ability would affect you, your in-game performance. So like a bodybuilder would go into the game just like
strength build, baby.
Strength, no endurance.
Yeah. Strength build, baby.
Or like you'd be like a gymnast and then do, you know, Sunraku stuff, you know, but, you know, he's definitely not a gymnast.
God, I mean, I'd hate.
How is he?
What if in real life?
How is he doing flips in the game?
What if in real life, right? It comes to a point where you guys submit your like a blood sample. And then it makes DNA. Your character in game based off of your blood sample.
Some people are gonna have really sad characters.
I feel like my character would be super sad.
It's like Jack. So it's
unfortunate for Chris.
But Jack, you can be Wolverine. Jesus, Brad, what the fuck?
Wait, what did he say?
Thank
I was trying to listen to what you were
going to
say.
Episode. It was great. I think we should end it here.
Brad goes, well, I feel sorry for Chris because he's diabetic. I was hoping you would say, what about Brandon? Go ahead. What about Brandon? Go ahead. Tell me what you think about Brandon.
He's going to be the thing from Fantastic Four. That's pretty much.
Check. You can be Wolverine, dude. You're.
You know what? I'm that height.
you. Someone's got to be Colossus. You can do the fastball special and shit like that. It'd be perfect. Oh man. We like dove into like MMO stuff because we're curious about. I mean, that's a good point. The systems are interesting. I mean, how would that work in real life? It'd be cool, right?
Yeah.
Because I think like what you see in like Shangri-La Frontier is like there's some really cool concepts. Yeah. It's just like, how do you not get like motion sick or any of that shit, dude?
It doesn't seem that they're playing in first person.
Yeah, I mean, everything is first person, right? I'll be weird. It'd be weird if it wasn't third person, bro. Oh, that would be fucking freaky, dude.
Filming from an outside.
That would be freaky, dude.
VR headset to play a third person.
Oh, man.
Henry, or whatever the fuck it's called.
Yeah. That would be so awkward, dude, to have like a third person.
I feel like that would make me motion.
Oh, that would make
me. Yeah, to watch an anime fully in first person.
It would take a while for you to get acclimated to like your surroundings and anything you have to do. There's no way you would like nail anything on the first try. That's why when you saw like Sun Rocket, when he got into the game, like just how dominant he was like from the start, right? He's like, there's no jank here. It's like, you just started. How the fuck do you know? Like,
how do you know?
You should be trying to actively break the game, you know? Oh my gosh.
So who was everyone's favorite character?
Surprisingly, Sun Rocker. Actually, I thought he was a good character. Brad's kind of upset though, because it's not really a bird head. We talked.
I was a little upset.
Mask.
He's like, what the fuck?
Well, I thought at first, I thought that was what it was when it first started.
No, I agree. When I actually first found this anime, one of my friends were watching it in Discord, and I was like, what is this? I was like, why does it got a bird head? I thought it was so lame. I was like, oh, this is dumb. And then when I actually started watching it, I was like,
oh, sure.
Okay.
Yeah. I think mine is a toss up between Kay and Sunraku. I like comedic value in a character like that. Me, I feel like if I'm ever a character in anything, I'm that person that's just fucking something to laugh at. Because I do good or bad shit. I mean, Kay was good, right? Kay was a good.
I'm talking
fighter.
Specifically for
just,
you, bro.
Just always said some funny shit.
I'm talking specifically for you, bro. Good or bad.
Just you know what? It'd be fucking amazing. It'd be great. Not good or bad. Great.
Brad, what about you, man? Who's your favorite character?
All right, so I made fun of Chibi earlier for talking about Bunnyville, but Vice Ash.
Of the chief?
I really like Vice Ash. Yeah.
Dude, the chief is dope.
The Don.
The Don?
Don Vice
Ash. You see how many bitches he has? How many kids this man has?
Like
everybody they talk to, this is my sibling.
That's what that man is goals.
What do you mean? It's a rabbit. So, I mean, you could make some inferences there. You know what I mean? Rabbits have tons of kids.
Hey,
keep PG.
All the sisters and shit like that.
Also, is it Bylock? The blacksmith bunny?
Oh, yeah.
It was really weird. She had like a Bronx accent.
Oh, I watched the sub.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, it was just really weird. Like dude, everyone else.
Rabbitoza.
Just normal voice. Bro, I want to know what Emil sounds like in dub. Because the sub was so cute. The sub sold it for me.
I swear to God, I thought like Emil was like Chica.
Yeah.
Because it had some screams. I was like, oh, that's Chica from Kaguya.
Dude, when you said that, I was like, you know, I could kind of see it. I could kind of see it being Chica.
Some of the screams.
I will say I like Sunraku's voice in the sub.
On the sub.
Mm-hmm. Over the dubbed.
Oh, you actually watched the sub too?
Because the 25th episode not
dubbed. I thought they were, I thought it was simulcast. I really did, because I know Shangri-La Frontier was like super popular. It's always crazy. Like, you always know that these types of animes will get season two if they're like really like good quality.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just solid all around, you know. So wasn't shocked when season two got announced. I'm like, well, it has to. I mean, I want to know where if the story goes anywhere and if they find.
Well, yeah, they left it hanging at this whole library thing.
Good. Yeah.
I'm interested to see it because I didn't watch that last one. I actually probably watched it tonight.
And the fact that like everything takes place in game. And there's like no real drama outside the producers and developers being like, what the fuck is going on, guys? Like,
well, the crush.
The crush. I think that's so cute.
Oh, the subplot that doesn't matter. You know,
I love that the fact that she's just a little high school girl, and the character in game is like this colossal crush. Oh, I know.
That threw me off.
What is it called? I don't even know. Yeah.
What are you talking about? That's how like most. That's how a lot of MMOs work, right?
It's like I thought it was so cool. Like you have no idea it's her, and yeah, she's like.
That was.
Have you seen Sun Rock?
Oh, here we go, Brad. What do you got? What do you got, Brad? What's the logic break?
Oh no.
No. So when they were prepping to fight, the Digimon.
The Tomb Guard.
I don't understand why he didn't mention that. Names. Like he's friends with Saigar Zero. Like
who's the attack master.
Yeah. Yeah, I was like,
who bodied Amane, like in the, she tried to fight, she had like that super counter, killed everyone, and everyone's like, holy shit, what just happened, dude? I was like, yeah.
Like, I don't understand why, like, that just wasn't mentioned at all. Like, I understand if Pencil God, or whatever, the Arthur.
This is almost as entertaining as like when Jack pronounces like certain Japanese words, and I was like, keep it going.
Like, I understand if she would have like rejected the idea, but for one, like, Saigar Zero is like a known player of being like one of the coolest players. So
well,
like, why
well,
not?
They, well, they were kind of well. If you look at it, the clans, were also like in contention against one another, right? Like Ashura Kai is, you know, they're player killers,
right.
So
right.
And Saigar Zero is like, you know, they hunt, but they're also like that leading clan, and none of them were like friends. And I don't think, you know, I think they were going to attack each other on site, because when they met, right, when he called out the emergency beacon, and then she was like mentioning her sister Momo, who's like the leader of their clan, was like, if I see you, then my whole job is to attack you on site and finish you quickly. So I don't think there was going to be any friendly banter unless like Sunraku like stepped in, but you saw Sunraku's like social skills. They're pretty much nothing. So he's just like,
it makes sense.
Eventually, like she would have swung and probably killed him and probably ruined the plan. So, you know,
I think,
but it would have advanced the subplot of their romance. You know, yeah.
I think Sunraku just being there would have like, if Sunraku said, hey, I know Saigar Zero, we might include him, because I think he thinks he's a guy at the moment, or
this is my favorite part.
He may have figured out that he's
a, which is anyways, understandable right now that we know 50-year-olds play, you know, cat girls in Final Fantasy 14.
You know, and she's like, well, you know, you're part of this clan, so I have to kill you, and he's going to be like, no, we have a plan. She's going to be like, okay, cool, yeah, I'm going to follow with whatever you say. That's just me.
It would be interesting to see again, like how dominant she would 50, be.
But that's the thing, like her being level 50, though, I don't know if she's a skillful player, so she might have been a downer for the group as a whole at level 50,
yeah,
versus her just being OP at max level. So that's also a thing. I don't know how like good she is actually at the game,
yeah,
outside of just her being, you know,
insanely powerful with you know, one of the strongest counter abilities I've ever seen in any type of like medium. I mean, overall, you know, look, I think it's a fun anime, right?
Yeah.
I need logic.
You need logic. So we went from like Brad really liking it to Brad trying to break it down. He's like, let me get this straight.
He's like, what?
You can flip in this game at level one?
But
isn't
you don't
that a,
have lit.
That's right. a skill in other games. Like, what the fuck? You can just parry randomly? You can perfect guard? Get the fuck out of here. It's like, dude, relax, man.
That's like, you know, when I actually think about this.
I think what made like the fight with the, what is it? Was it Brad? Was
the Digimon?
Tomb Raiden.
We don't know names.
I think that what made that fight so good is watching Sunraku struggle. Right? Mm-hmm. That was probably the coolest thing. Like knowing how OP he was and knowing that like at least the devs created enemies, which is realistic in games, by the way, that are just far more powerful than you. There's a character in Elden Ring called Melania. This is like the most bullshit boss in the game.
Easy.
Most bullshit boss in the game. It's the only boss that recovers health when they attack you. And not only that, they recover health when you guard. So if you happen to guard, they will recover health. as you attack. And it has two phases, and the second phase is a fucking nightmare.
That's why you always one-shot kill everything.
You cheat, baby. If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. I feel it.
There was the trial that he went through where he had to defeat the 10 fights in a row.
Yeah.
And he died like 147 times to the one fight. So, I mean, he definitely is not as good as a lot of the NPCs in the game because he died multiple times to pretty much every single one of those fights. So I don't see the OP-ness in
well, I mean, I like
bird mask out
it,
of the way.
I think he has a lot of like experience. I think that's what it is. It's not that he's OP, he just has a lot
well,
of
no, experience. I mean he definitely is like a little bit overpowered with the way he like went from the first like area to beating the level 10 boss, right? And then
he like, got what, that skill.
Like
that thing in him.
He got that
keep that thing on his hip.
Keep that Vorpal blade on his
hip.
He got that Vorpal rap. Soul.
And it's just everything Vorpal. Everything's just yeah. Vorpal everything about rabbit him.
Well, I mean, because like if you look at like when he was describing, you know, like the whole Lycagon fight to, you know, Kay and Amane, he was like, yeah, this is how it happened for me. And they're like, what the fuck? We have to be like yeah. you? You know what I mean? Yeah. So in a way, he's a bit more OP than most people. You know, but him also dying kind of like talks to maybe how difficult the game is in comparison to other stuff. So I think it's like I said, it's a fun anime, man. But it's just one of those things where I'm like,
yeah, good choice.
You always gotta hate it.
I don't have to. I don't hate everything. You know, just stuff that Jack puts out. Yeah, anime.
Listen,
Jack, dude, Jack, right there. I'm gonna zoom in on your face because this is the face you made the whole time. And the entire time when I'm talking, I'm going to zoom in slowly on your face and be like, yeah, anime.
Listen, I set the bar on things to hate. So as long as you don't go below that bar.
My favorite thing about Jack is like when he was like just choosing random stuff. And he's like, I didn't even look it up. I just chose it because I saw it, bro. And I'm like, I don't know if that's a brag. Cool. I don't know if that's a humble brag or nothing, dude. I don't know if you're talking about that.
Weird flex.
I mean, to be fair, Brad did kind of get lucky when he chose like the longest title that ended up being the most wholesome anime. And that episode just happened to fall on the week of Valentine's Day. So somehow that fucking worked out. I don't know.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah. I don't understand, right? He just
Who's next on the choice?
Let's see. We started with, I think it's either Brad or you.
Brad's next then. Because I don't think I've seen him pick one before me.
Ooh.
Look at him cooking.
So, I mean, we're all saying it's good anime, right? Fun.
Yeah, I like it.
Should watch it. I mean, there are some.
I mean, for it being 24 stuff. Episodes, I stuck through.
I know. I was happy when you said you watched
it. Oh, by the way, do we need like a fucking 14 and a half, 14.5 type episode?
No, what the fuck was that? That was a recap. I skipped that.
Dude, the same shit happened in like.
It was a recap.
That was the same shit that happened in Solo Leveling.
I don't know. It's such a long season, like they're actually continuing.
They thought they, if you want to just skip,
but usually I thought you would do this. Something like if there was like a long break, like if there's like a 2 week break between like
I don't know.
I mean, has there been though, or has it?
Know.
No, it's just straight out. So okay. Kind of weird.
Yeah, there was that was not necessary. But then again, I guess it's one of those like if you don't feel like watching everything, start here.
I can't wait for the recap for like season two when they do like all of episode one. Like I'm Thunraku. Like we know, dude. Skip that shit. Right. Tell me about
your shit.
I'm here to watch you parry things, bro. I don't want to hear you fucking talk. Chibi, you had a question. You're gonna ask something.
How did you guys like the opening?
Which one?
I like the first one over the second one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed that first opening. I think that's one of my favorite openings.
Yeah, I really liked it.
I'd say it. Say it, Ken. I see it on your face.
Everything is your favorite opening, Chibi. Sorry.
She didn't say
Not really.
No, but in my brain, Brad, I was like, Brad, just here's Brad's favorite opening. Skip the skip button. Like, let me get straight in.
Skip intro.
It irritates me so much that, and it's in this show as well, they do the little weird intro where it's like they explain who Senraku is, and then they do the intro, and then there's like 18 minutes of show, and then they do the end credits, and then they do the little weird mini thing at the end. I'm like, you could have added like 6 minutes to this episode.
Yeah, this could have been 12 episodes.
Yeah, this could have
been. Had they actually gotten rid of the 5 minute start.
But you added so much. That's what I'm saying, right? That 4 episode arc, right? Could have been 2 if you just cut off half the shit you were trying to do in between. We're just wasting time here. But that's like a lot of anime. But it is weird that, you know, I think this is probably going to have like multiple seasons because it's at like almost 200 chapters.
Oh, I was going to say, do you know how long the manga is?
Oh, dude, this is going to be ongoing.
Season 2 is going to be, there's going to be a 25.5 to recap. Then they're going to get to episode 38.
Of recap.
38.5.
Let's talk about Sunraku again. Did you guys know that this is Sunraku?
I missed 14.5. Here's 14.5 and 25.5 in one episode.
Ah, that would be funny as shit. We have double the recaps. We have to recap the first season and the first half of this season.
Here's the recap.
We have to recap the recap. There's an anime Samurai Champloo, like the way they do their recap is like really funny because they pretty much mock all the events that happen in the first like 12 episodes. Yeah. Like they talk shit about it as they're going, like that's they're funny. At like this like that this onsen, so at this hot springs, they're just like talking shit about their adventures. Like, did we actually accomplish anything during this time frame? And they're like, oh, I don't fucking know, man. It's like, we were supposed to be doing something. What the fuck were we supposed to be doing? Because anime back in the day, like a lot of stuff was like disconnected. Right, with like you had the overarching plot, but nothing connected until like the last like 8-6 episodes or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And mostly it was just a bunch of crazy random fucking adventures. That's basically what that was. So, Brad, what's up next, man? What do you got next for me? What's our next show?
In honor of Toriyama.
Oh yeah,
I do want to watch Sandland.
Is all of it out now, or is it like
it's
Delicious in Dungeon, where it's like one episode a week?
Yeah, it's ongoing right now.
It's only like two episodes.
It is once a week. I actually don't know what it's actually playing on, but that's his like swan song.
Yes,
Sandland.
Yeah, apparently the first episode was, you know, highly acclaimed. So,
where can I watch?
It's finding episodes versus what is it on?
I don't know.
You're asking way too much right now.
You can't pick shit we can't watch, bro.
First off, I need you to just take YouTube. A step back and fuck it.
It's on YouTube.
I dislike you. Stupid.
I just keep seeing a trailer.
I'm
getting episodes of things that say sand in it.
It should be on Hulu because it says Disney
Hulu.
Disney platform distribution.
Disney.
Oh,
it is a Hulu original.
Ah,
it's what it said in the trailer.
Oh no, like the whole season's out.
Oh my god!
Except
how many episodes is the whole season?
8.
All 47.
Oh shit!
Yeah, 8. Which I'm assuming is also because there was a movie last year that came out, so maybe it's just the movie broken down into 8 parts.
If I'm not mistaken, there's a game coming out too.
Yes, there is, and I played the demo, and the demo's really fucking good.
Of course, you did.
I'm a fan of Akira Toriyama, dude. All right.
Well, everyone should be.
The cartels like stopped fighting for, they called like a temporary truce when he died, bro. All right. That's how impactful that guy was. That's actually
pretty fucking good.
That's how impactful that dude was.
Everyone, never mind. I'm not saying.
Shut up. So, Sandland?
I don't know Japanese culture that well, so I didn't want it to offend anyone.
You know what? before Brad ever talks, we should make him roll a die to see if he's allowed to.
That's not even a choice. We should not do that because none of that man's luck. He's hitting 20s every time. He's hitting 20s every fucking time, bro. He's like, now I can say the most unhinged shit because Jack said that was the rule.
Natty 20.
Nat 20, baby. Sandland. Okay.
Sandland.
So, Chibi, you want to talk about the spring 2024 season, right? You brought that up. Do you have something pulled up to talk about? Because I do know that Kobe's excited about Kaiju number 8.
Yeah, I'm actually excited about that one too, because I've heard just really good things. Like, I have no idea what it's about, but I've just heard really good things.
Think of like, what's the best way to put it? Think, you guys ever watch Pacific Rim Anybody?
Yes.
Okay, so think of like worlds. The world has like kaijus that exist, and they have like certain teams and dedicated fronts that fight kaiju, and then they have cleaners, right? And one of the guys is a cleaner. He ends up getting infected by like this kaiju parasite and then becomes half man, half kaiju. Very cool throwback to like, I think like Guyver and like the old, like really violent.
It's like Zoids.
Japanese bank. Not, I mean, yeah, okay. But fuck it, Zoids.
That's going to be my next anime. So my next
Zoids.
Anime. But yeah, no, it's the manga is really good up until like, I think this last arc wasn't been great, but yeah, it's really interesting because like the animation looks fantastic too. So very violent looking.
Definitely excited about that. I'm very interested. I forgot Black Butler was coming back. That's going to be interesting.
Which is interesting.
Yeah, that's the best way I can describe it.
Well, I mean, because there's like a lot of, it's weird because like this year's going to see a lot of season threes.
I was going to say we have Kotosuba.
Yep. I think that's its final season. Or there's probably going to be a movie
third
too.
Season. Mm. We have Demon Slayer coming back.
Yep.
That one's going to be good.
Oof, I can't wait for that.
Never
the time
it.
I got reincarnated as a slime. Season three, nope.
Can't get into
Mushoku
that.
Tensei, season two, part two.
Yep.
No, thank you. We have My Hero, season seven. Goddamn, seven season?
Yeah.
What are with these two part twos? Like, I don't understand.
Well, I mean, like, so one, you're probably trying to maximize the animation, right? Yeah. So... and then two,
there's so many season three.
And then two, you have like MHA, Attack on Titan, uber popular anime, right? You probably want to milk those for what they're worth. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
I have mine picked out for when it's my turn.
What are we talking about?
What is yours?
Yeah, what is it?
It's the we can go ahead and cancel it now. Undead Adventurer.
Oh, yeah, that one's pretty good.
You've seen it already?
Mm-hmm.
He's seen them all, so
that's true. He's either read it or he's seen it.
Nerd.
Have you guys seen it?
No.
What's
it called?
The Undead Unwanted Adventure.
The Unwanted Undead Adventure.
Pretty good.
It's on Crunchyroll.
My next one is going to be Baki. So.
Oh no.
On that. Have you watched Baki?
I have seen.
Uber violent, bro. For no reason.
It's pretty. Very brutal.
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 I'm here for redemption.
Oh my god.
When's Chainsaw Man come out?
I think there's a movie first.
Ooh, nice.
And then there's gonna be I think the end of the anime. Or for
I think that's gonna be my one time all time favorite.
What, Chainsaw Man?
That and Demon Slayer. Yeah, Chainsaw Man.
You would.
Frieren is like my for the last year, that shit was amazing. Like the last couple chapters. Mm-hmm. Oh my god. It's fantastic.
So slow in the beginning though.
It's just a good fucking just a smart fantasy anime, dude.
You just gotta let it cook. Like, I don't know. I was interested from episode one.
Like the final, like the mage battle arc or the mage the first class test. Fucking fantastic. Mm-hmm. Features some of the best fights I've ever seen. Like Madhouse, like, dude, they did One Punch Man. And everyone was like blown away, but like they usually don't do season two, which is like upsetting a lot of people. But I remember when One Punch Man was like season two's announced, like who is it? JC Studio. I was like, they're not gonna have the same anime quality as Madhouse, and it just wasn't good. I think they're doing season three also, or someone else is turning it over. But yeah, people are concerned that's not gonna have the same animation quality.
Good.
I mean, you can't, I mean, it's gotta be tiring, right? To like constantly make a movie like animation
at some point
all the time. You work on yourself, goddammit. MAPPA is making an anime about animators. So essentially themselves.
That's interesting.
Dude, I think I saw something somewhere where they said like a lot of the animation studios were on the verge of going bankrupt in Japan. Yeah.
Why?
Well, I mean, basically, like, I think the profits...
Because there's too many out there now?
I mean, basically, yeah. I mean, I think the profits, like, go up top and stuff like that instead of being distributed because most studios are seen as contractors, right? Mm. They're not... Unless you're, like, Bones or, like, Madhouse or something.
Well, you know what? Maybe it's a good time for a wipe and refresh.
Why is that?
I'm just saying.
All right, Thanos.
Yeah, fuck. Aren't you fucking psychopath? Like, tell me why.
I'm just saying it's often a good time to
refresh. I actually have the same opinion, but mostly it's because, like, if you know, you go from like the 90s, early 2000s, there wasn't that many anime being produced, and now we're getting like hundreds a year, and I'm like, there's no way that these people are like not stretched thin resource wise, and also like, you know, going like, whatever, how many hours are doing? Like 18 hours?
Not too many, I'm sure.
That's too much, man. You know?
Not enough.
And it's that may improve the quality of everything that comes out at that point.
So you're just fucking burnt out. Like, I won't get a Hell's Paradise from fucking MAPPA. Like, what just happened to one of my favorite manga properties, you pieces of shit?
Well, I'm sure your top dogs won't go bankrupt.
No, there's no way. But MAPPA has no problem.
They'll be the first ones to go.
But MAPPA has no problem working their fucking, you know, people to death.
Oh yeah, that's over. What I heard.
It's like, I need you to animate Gojo's eyes. It's like, dude, I can't do it. You don't go home until there's a fucking shine.
Until we see it.
I want to see that motherfucker shine right now.
I want it so detailed that when you zoom into the eye, you see the episode of last month.
I want to be able to like go into the back catalog of the anime. Like, what the fuck? I want our studio credits to be seen in his fucking eye. Get on it.
In his iris.
I mean, it's crazy because, like, you know, Bones has, like, My Hero Academia. And then, you know, MAPPA was doing, like, MAPPA gets, like, everybody. But I don't think they need to because you have other studios. But most of them don't have the resources. So you're seeing cool advancements, though. Like, you know, like with Demon Slayer through Photable. Like, the way, like, the 3D... CG's meshing.
Yeah, I like that.
Like, that's starting to work out, right? It's just at the expense of these individuals who work really fucking hard and just don't get to go home, which sucks. You know, but it's always funny when people are like, man, fuck that studio, man. This shit was fire. And I'm like, is that like your whole statement? Like, okay with them, like, working their ass, like, killing themselves for this shit? Like, what the fuck, man?
Yes.
Because I don't know if you guys have... Did you finish up Jujutsu Kaisen Season 2, Jack?
No,
not yet.
Go, the one fight you need to watch is this Maharaga versus Sukuna. And that is probably one of the most detailed fights I have ever seen.
Yeah.
That is a movie quality fight.
Is that
at
the end?
It's like episode 20.
Because I'm close to the end.
20, 22?
Okay.
Yeah, something around that. And they also have like Jogo, who's one of the disaster curses versus Sukuna. Mm-hmm. That shit was insane too. Like, because, you know, when you see a manga, right, when you're reading like Chibi, like you have the panel... It's like a comic. Mm-hmm. You're like, how does this fit? And then you see fucking like Jesus Christ, that wasn't even, I didn't think you could do that.
Like, I did not see that.
Like, you want to see Sukuna's Jesus? You gonna get it?
Gonna get it.
Has anybody watched X-Men 97, by the way?
Nope. No.
That shit is amazing. That might be. So back in the 90s, Fox on like Saturdays, it was a Saturday morning cartoon. They had the X-Men series, yeah.
What's it called?
Yeah.
X-Men 97.
Yeah.
Oh.
So they made the decision a couple years ago to bring back X-Men. And the first episode made everyone love Cyclops again, because Cyclops does a bunch of dope shit in that. It's probably one of the most like detailed like animations I've seen Marvel/Disney do. So super impressive, Jake. You'd love it. Like you
Okay. I'll have to look it up.
It's fantastic.
I'm ready for Deadpool 2 or 3. Deadpool and Wolverine to come out.
It's in the summer.
It's in July. And then I'm ready to see The Crow.
The remake. I don't know how I feel about that. When I was looking at the trailer, I don't know, man.
I like that it's...
I think it looks fine, but I was like... You would.
Yeah, I mean, it's super dark and gory is my shit.
Yeah, well...
I'm sad. It's my jam.
I'm sad. Where's he?
Show
me the crow right now. He like showed up. It's like, Jack, would you you pull up some clothes from high school? It's like, what do you mean high school? You like the leather trench coat, bro?
No, you
are you shirtless?
You like, me. I never dressed like that.
Nah, you
like...
you're a b-boy. I understand.
Yeah.
Somehow you'd have like a chain or two. I don't know, maybe.
I did wear a chain with my wallet.
I bet you had the hoodie with the sleeve that you had the thumb
I
going through.
Did
the...
it. I
Dude,
did
the
it.
Fact that Brad knows what that is, Brad had that in high school.
Actually, I was not a that guy.
Dude, please tell me it was Brandon. Brandon had like the lip ring and everything.
I wore Disney.
The Pizza Planet. Okay.
I had many different phases when I was in school.
They might have picked on me for my Hercules t-shirt, but I got them back in football.
Now, in middle school, I used to sag my pants.
Oh, yeah.
I could see you doing that.
Yeah, it was bad. It was stupid.
Happens. Little lumpia.
Cheap, is there any other anime you want to talk about? Anything you're excited about?
No. All of them are like season 3, man. I haven't even seen half of these. Too many anime, no time.
Well, that's essentially what it is,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But I'll go on Crunchyroll if I catch like a 12 episode, dude. I'll be working, have it on. I'm like,
you would.
And then switch.
I have to teach kids. Thank you. Can't just sit there.
You can teach them the anime.
Just get two monitors.
Easy, right?
2 + 2 is what? Bo, keep it going.
Keep it going.
Let's get the multiplication tables out, you little bastard. Miss Chibi, what's this number? Don't ask me.
Don't ask me.
I didn't go to school.
There's a fight scene going on. Hold on.
It's like, what? Ask me after this. What state we in? Florida? You ain't got to worry about math, motherfucker.
The only math What are you worrying about?
You're going to be in newspapers in about.
What are you worrying about science for? Get out of here, dude.
The science of anime is what you need to worry about.
The future is here, little motherfucker. Shoving kids and shit like that.
Oh my god, B.
I love Demon Slayer. That's all you need to know then.
That's all you need to know.
Who's your favorite
Chibi's
character?
He's going to be the next Florida person article.
Yeah,
Florida teacher.
She stood up and made a rap video with these kids. She made a rap video.
Florida teacher gets arrested for yelling at kids about be quiet about watching anime.
Florida teachers tell students we are in the end game now.
Yeah, we're in the end game. Oh, God. Oh, God. Can you imagine saying that?
Florida teacher teaches kids to use Google.
Brad would be that guy as he's like giving instruction to adults, right? He's sitting there and he turns to him. He's like, we're in the end game now. And everyone's like, what does that mean, dude?
We're at the
end part of the presentation, guys. Don't worry.
Don't think about it too deep.
Follow along. You guys didn't notice the Doctor Strange cape? Like, what the fuck, guys?
Nah. Because these kids ain't gonna have any logic, and he's gonna get pet.
Someone raised their hand. I thought you were just British. I feel that. Understandable.
You're British. I ain't in it.
In it,
governor.
Sorry for anybody who's English.
And we're in Britain. Cool.
Well, they're not gonna watch this part anyway, bro. They're gonna get to the part of the episode
after the first 20 seconds.
They're gonna get to this part, like they're gonna get 20 minutes in, get upset because we got sidetracked again and been like, how come Brad keeps butchering fucking.
We don't know names.
Weasel gone.
The Digimon.
That is the Digimon name.
And a white guy. This is gonna go well.
Oh,
the Tomb Raider.
Oh my god, the Tomb Raider.
Weaselmon the Tomb
Raider. I thought he said the Tomb Maiden, and I was like, that is even better.
I mean, tomato, maybe tomato.
Oh my god.
Who knows? Maybe he did.
All right. Brad, whenever you start playing Dragon's Dogma 2, let me know so we can do a video on that next week.
I finally made it to the main city and played around a little bit, but I'm the last two chapters that I've played of Final Fantasy VII have just been incredibly long. I've basically been able to do like one chapter per 3 hours.
Yeah, the last four are actually pretty long. So, goddamn.
I did the Vincent stuff though.
Yeah.
I will say his boss fight was pretty dope and super infuriating.
Very cool, man. Love that shit.
I love how you had a big smile while saying
Brad really likes Final Fantasy, so
I do. Tell.
More than a friend. Okay. So
Evan, you know what though? I'm proud of him. He's waited till now.
Well, I mean, I brought it up because I'm like our next episode, the next book slate thoughts.
Yeah.
So speaking of that, where's my Star Wars Battlefront video, guys?
Sorry, we're late.
Yeah, I know.
Better late than never.
I know, better late than never.
That's
exactly.
The
we're just late. Don't worry.
That's the sub series. Sorry, we're late.
I was just waiting because I'm like, I was like maybe I was like, Jack put that post in the Discord. He's like, no, Chibi, we'll figure it out. I think it's when you got back from your vacation. Like, don't worry, Chibi, we'll talk about it. And I was like, I wonder if when that's gonna happen.
We're in talks. Don't worry about it. It's on the way.
We're in talks. We just stopped talking.
Logo. Chill out. All right.
We have a logo. No.
We have a logo.
We have.
Wow.
Aider's gonna hate.
Yeah. Gang.
Gang. Hold on. Hey, you guys don't understand, man. The genius here.
Wait, do it again. That was good.
It'll be the very last video that this channel makes.
You don't understand the genius, bro. Okay, we're trying hard. All right, Ken's so mean to me. Right. Here's the thing. I told Chibi I wasn't gonna be mean to her this episode. I think I've been kind of nice.
Wait, when did you tell me that? Why are we saying that?
I told you that in Discord. I was like,
why?
I was like, hey, if you like that, if you guys like her videos, I'll be nice to you.
Oh yeah, I liked three of them.
Exactly. I was like, I'll be nice to Chibi.
Me and Ken are gonna play Battlefront.
Which not the old one, bro. That's just broken, isn't it?
Well, no. Sorry, Battlefield.
No, they brought the collection now, didn't they? Isn't there a collection report?
Dude, they brought that out. It's absolutely
broken.
Oh, it's bad.
Dude, yeah, I don't know how. It's not EA. It's Aspyre. Whoever they are.
Who the fuck are they?
They poured a lot of PC stuff.
Oh shit. Yeah. All right. Well, I still have Battlefront too.
No. So me and Ken are gonna play it first, and that title's gonna be. We were here first.
All right. Yeah, and then we'll do our part. We're late. You know, these fuckers talked about it, but here's ours.
I'm gonna be like, but like 6 months ago, Jamie, we will do this. To now, it still hasn't happened. Like,
anyway,
we went...
Jack, how was your day?
It was good.
Oh, Brad, what's happening?
Oh my god, instant karma, bro. Instant
his camera
karma.
Didn't even want to take his shit.
You know what, Jack? Wait, hold on. Sorry.
Oh, sorry. Go
ahead. I have a great idea. We should do a joint, like, extra life stream. I know, like, most of your streams are extra life, but, like, have, like, a specific stream where you do, like, joint games.
Yeah, I'm down. Extra life. If I get to 3,000, I'll dye my beard.
Oh, hell yeah.
What are you gonna diet?
I won't permanent diet.
Yeah, you will.
What are you gonna diet?
I don't know. Should I do the? I don't know.
Just get the wheel.
Should get a beard tattoo.
Yeah, just spin a
wheel. I'm sorry.
God, I don't know.
What did you say? No, you should not get a beard tattoo. First off,
only if you'll do it with him, Brad.
Yeah.
Deal.
He'll do it.
Very inconsistent beard. So yeah,
Brad will.
No, that's good. I just spin a color wheel or something.
Yeah, you can do that.
Yeah.
They have so many wheels.
Orange.
It's just like your natural hair color. Oh, so easy.
I'll just turn the camera off, turn back on, and I'm done.
Surprise.
It's like, thanks for the donations,
brown,
fucker.
Because, Chibi, I don't know if you saw, if we make it to 2,000, we get that custom controller.
Ooh, oh, yeah, nice.
Yes, I'm going to do the, you get to pick from PlayStation, Switch, Xbox. Mm-hmm. I think that's it between those three.
I gotta make my goals for this year.
All the consoles. Got it.
I've been so busy.
What's that?
So I gotta cook on ideas.
Oh, Brett, what did you say?
Nothing. I didn't say anything.
Okay, right.
Nothing. So all the consoles.
You guys can have... You guys can have a charity stream. You guys can do a cooking stream too. That'd be cool, right?
Yeah.
Jack, did you check if like Delicious in Dungeon had a cookbook?
Let me look.
It is the cookbook. What are you talking about?
I wonder if there was one like as a gag.
They have to.
Probably.
Somebody asked that question.
I see it online. Oh, well, the Adventures Bible.
Official...
I don't know if that's a cookbook. Oh, it's a world guide.
Ooh. Yeah, that world.
That's a world guide.
That anime is so detailed. It's insane.
No, there's no... Not yet.
That's smart.
I mean, that kind of makes sense because you need to eat all the monsters. Alrighty. Do we have any closing thoughts? Anybody? Chibi. Anything?
Nope. Like I said, overall, I was surprised with this anime. I'm glad you guys semi-liked it. Thank you all for getting through the 25 episodes. I do appreciate it.
It's an easy watch.
It was the whole point of this is for us to find new anime that we might not necessarily like, but we find elements that we do like.
It's my job. I pick anime that y'all just don't even know of. Not even me.
It's okay. We love
it. What the fuck? You know what?
I don't know. Absolutely. What you said.
Brad, what do you got closing thoughts? Because I want to move on from that shit. That was half a closing thought.
I'm gonna give up the remainder of my time back to Jack.
No, me too.
I'll speak on behalf of Brad. Logic.
Yeah, logic. Anime. I'm gonna like mute that whole part and just put yeah anime. Yeah. Time. I say a long yeah anime, Brad.
My closing thoughts, though. No, it was a really good choice. It's like I said, I was able to get up to like episode 22, 23 before I was like, okay, this needs to end.
Yeah.
But I enjoyed it.
Yeah, easy viewing, simple, right? Fun fights, nice detailed in the animations and stuff like that. So, good world building. You know, some obvious like logic things, but I mean, some things that at least it's an anime that makes you curious. I think that's really important too. But yeah, good choice. So that's it. Next Pixelate thoughts will be Dragon's Dogma 2. Next anime to watch is what, Jack?
I'm gonna be muted for this, so.
Brad knows the Final Fantasy VII Rebirth dog song. Wow, wow, wow. Yeah, dude, there's like a whole dog song in there. It's really funny.
Yeah.
Jack, what's next anime called? Undead.
No, it's Brad's first.
Oh, Sandland. Correct.
Yes, yeah, Sandland.
And then the...
Sandland, that's on Hulu. All 8 episodes are streaming right now.
The ninth one comes out this weekend.
Yeah. Do it for Akira Toriyama, please.
The last episode. Okay.
Alrighty. Chibi, would you like to do the outro?
So
cool.
There's bow, wow, wow. Look at him right there walking
through. Bow, wow, bow, wow, wow.
Bow, wow, 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 wow. As always, thank you guys for listening, watching, wherever you are tuning in. We appreciate it, and we will see you guys next time.